This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. We're doing a special edition of Cannabis Talk today, because I think for me to do a radio show about cannabis, I also need to talk about psychedelics. And we don't know a lot about them. No one talks about them. And I thought it would be important for you to hear Matt Zeman's story. And Matt is going to be with us for the full hour. His book is out. It's called Psychedelics for Everyone, A Beginner's Guide to These Powerful Medicines for Anxiety, Depression, Addiction, PTSD, and Expanding Consciousness. And Matt, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Your background, you have been an entrepreneur, and you discovered the psychedelic world in 2019. And I want to preface this by saying that you were never doing drugs before, that you had no prior history of using drugs. So it's not like you were getting high and you were getting, you were having trips with LSD, and none of that happened.
That is right on. I was just your typical entrepreneur. I built businesses. I was married. I have a couple of children, and some friends had booked a psychedelic magic mushroom experience with a facilitator and invited me to participate. And I was, as a non-drug user, non-big drug user, and non-drinker, it's like, this really wasn't for me. But they were pretty persuasive, and I think they saw something that I didn't see. And in that that first experience with these mushrooms, it really changed the way I look and interact with the world. So it was profoundly mind-expanding and eye-opening.
It's bad enough to educate people that CBD is not a drug that you will get high on. So we have a long way to go to explain the world of psychedelics, but there are many branches and many divisions and many products. And I think when people hear psychedelics, the first thing they think of is the hippy-dippy days of Timothy Leary.
I think you're right on with that. I mean, I think there's two things. I think we have all those stereotypes and mental images from the media from back in the late 60s and with Timothy Leary and Ram Dass and that whole experience was like. And then we also have 50 years of prohibition. So, I mean, I grew up in the Just Say No generation. I saw the egg in the frying pan and did not want that for myself. And I just believed everything that I was told, that all drugs are bad, they're going to fry my brain, I'm going to get addicted, and there's no medicinal use. And it's only when diving deep into this world, going back and getting a master's in neuroscience and psychology, did I learn that those things weren't based on science. Those are politically motivated messages that
That's really key. That's so profound that we're saying that. So this all stemmed from a political bias and prejudice that people in politics had, that it was not medical information. It was not the truth. And I have to share with you that Carlos Warder, who did your foreword, is so brilliant, and I was so blown away by his foreword to your book. I mean, blown away.
And he is an incredible person. He's an MD, PhD. I believe he speaks eight languages, has written 20-some books. And he was originally trained in psychedelic medicine back in his home country of Chile, but has been working around the world with these molecules for over 50 years. And he really approaches us from how can these medicines unlock the human potential and help us realize the promise that's within. And as you said in the kind of beginning, Frankie, we can approach that from a number of ways. We can approach it from a medicinal model of, oh, I have something I've been, quote, diagnosed with. I have depression. I have anxiety. I have a OCD. I have an eating disorder, and I want to use psychedelic medicine to get, quote, cured. We can approach it from a religious perspective. I want to connect with a higher power and whatever that looks like to me, and I want to use psychedelic medicine as a sacrament. Okay, well, that's another way to approach it. And maybe the third model is I'm just into human optimization or biohacking. I want to be the best possible me that is. I don't think I particularly need a medical diagnosis or have a religious purpose. I want to learn more. I want to explore. And those are three very different paths to this medicine.
That's why I wanted you on for the full hour, because we have a lot to talk about. We as a country are having serious issues with mental illness. It's an epidemic beyond epidemic. And we're talking all the way through from young kids to seniors. It's a big problem, and we're not touching it, and we're not talking about it the way that we need to, in my opinion.
Go ahead, sorry, Frankie.
Yeah.
I was going to compliment what you're saying to say, 33% of our population suffers from some type of anxiety. It's so normalized at this point. We have 25 million plus adults on antidepressants, and the existing pharmacological solutions, these antidepressants, they don't work on upwards of 40% of the people who are prescribed them. And even when they do work, the side effect price tag is really high.
I mean, side effects are crazy.
Yeah, there are studies that show that 72.7% of the people who are prescribed antidepressants are going to have some level of sexual dysfunction. That's a huge number.
Huge number.
Intestinal issues going left and right, suicidal ideation.
Well, plus, I've been doing a holistic health show for decades, and one of the things that we know is that it also affects the liver.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that people that have been on lithium, I mean, it just totally wipes them out. It just destroys their body.
I don't think people understand that when they take that initial prescription. I don't think they understand that this should not be a set it and forget it, and that you should spend decades on these antidepressants.
And there are very few people that understand the brain. One of them is Dr. Daniel Amen, who scans the brain in a way that's very different than most. And I think that we need solutions. And sometimes the solutions are scary when you first hear them. But so wasn't the fact that the world was round. So wasn't the fact that there was an internet. So wasn't the fact that there was a microwave. So we as, and look at the iPhone, I was at a conference 15 years ago, and nobody knew what that phone could do. And people started talking, you'll be watching your television on your phone, and people laughed at them. They laughed at them at the conference. And the CES conference in Vegas, the advancements and what's been happening there is just so, so exciting.
It is exciting. It's exciting to actually think about this medicine as a technology. So maybe not think of it in the normal paradigm of you're going to take a pill and you're going to get a cure. But think of it as a technology that can be a catalyst to positive change in one's life.
Absolutely. So we're going to spend the next few segments talking about all the options, talking about how do you find a practitioner talking about your own journey of losing and the profound effect it had on your life, losing your mother at 22. You had already lost grandparents and you had already lost your father, and the profound effect that it had on your life, and you didn't realize it until 22 years later. So we have so much to talk about. I'm thrilled you're with us today. We're doing an in-depth look at psychedelics. The book is called Psychedelics for Everyone. Matt, what's your best website?
The best one would be mattzeman.com, please.
Matt Zeman is my guest today. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. The world of psychedelics is being put into the world of cannabis. And before we even go any further, Matt Zeman is my guest. Matt, how do you feel about that?
That the world of psychedelics is being put into the world of cannabis?
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. I think our society has a hard time separating one drug from another, and I think it's for some people it's challenging to look at the recreational. We're a very Puritan society in many respects, so if something doesn't have a quote reason, we can be judgmental about that. So I think a lot of people have seen what's happened with recreational cannabis and are concerned that psychedelics may become. People might have too good of a time on psychedelics, not for a purpose. So,
Right. So let's go back to your story, though, because your story is a really important story. Your mother died when she was in her 40s. She was very young, and you were very young, and you had already lost your dad. Tell us about. You say that you never cried, you never wailed, you never had an ache that bad in your whole life.
Yeah, I truly believe I discovered the low end of my emotional register during that experience. Truly, my mom and I had a special relationship, and it was. And I mean, I guess fortunately we knew it was cancer, we knew it was coming, but I wasn't ready. And it left a big hole. And at that time, there wasn't any therapy or any grief counseling.
Yeah.
He just went back. He just went, it was like you had the funeral and you went back to life. And it just stuck. And I did all the things that people do. I mean, I got married. I was this productive member of society, had kids, but I still really missed my mom. And on this, just beyond my wildest expectation on the psychedelic journey, she was there and I could connect to her and I could feel her within me and I could push her energy, for lack of a better word, to my children. And I realized, you know what, she's just in a different place. I'm carrying her forward.
Yeah.
I don't need to be sad. I don't need, the suffering is optional. I can really appreciate the love we shared and the time we had together. And it was so incredibly healing to just to have those few more minutes.
Yeah. So there's a warning in your book, and I'm looking for it right now. It just is an editor's note. Can we talk about the note?
Sure. This is the note talking about this is a. The careful, or which piece of this are you?
Yeah, to be careful. So, I know legally they had to put this in because are mushrooms available? The work and using certain drugs, are they available to people listening today?
Yeah,
tell us the legalities, because you're mm-hmm. just as the world of cannabis is in a fine line, you're also. The world of psychedelics is in a fine line. And we've done a few shows on psychedelics, but in other countries, in retreat centers.
Yeah, we had to put a disclaimer in the book that talks about, look, this is my personal research and self-experimentation, and remind people that every psychedelic drug in America, with the exception of ketamine, it's illegal, or if you're involved in a clinical trial.
Even the mushrooms?
Even the mushrooms, yes. Now there are two states which have decriminalized many of these psychedelic plants or medicines, Oregon and Colorado recently, and you have a number of cities that have decriminalized these medicines, including things like Ann Arbor, Detroit, Santa Cruz, Washington D.C., just to name a few. But I did want to put in the book that, look, this is, you need to be aware that if you go down this path and you're doing this in the United States, again, with the exception of ketamine, yeah, you are crossing.
So you need to tell everybody about ketamine, and you need to talk about psilocybin. You need to share with us what they are, and let's do that now. Let's talk about.
Sure. So let's start with ketamine. So ketamine is FDA approved. It has been used in America since like 1970, mostly as an anesthetic. And what they found out very early on is that ketamine could help with things like depression and anxiety. So there's also many years of research into ketamine for that purpose. It is relatively a very stable and safe medicine. You can have it prescribed by your doctor or whoever has a prescription authority in your state. And it acts, even though it's technically a dissociative, it acts in many ways similarly to a classic psychedelic. So it is going to do all the things that it's going to decrease your default mode network. It's going to help you separate from yourself. In many cases, you can have a spiritual connection with it. It's super powerful. The sessions with ketamine are about an hour, and you can go into a clinic where they will give you an IV or an intramuscular injection. Or in many cases, you can do it at home with a number of telehealth companies where you'll get what's called a sublingual lozenge that you'll put under your tongue and hold it there for about 12 minutes, spit it out, and then have about a one-hour experience. But it's really powerful. I do want to stress, though, for the listeners, that it's very safe when used in a medicinal setting or environment. When used in a recreational setting, when you don't have control of dose, when you're not sure if it's laced with something, when you're, it can become problematic. It's super powerful and it can have some addictive potential, unlike many other psychedelics, which are truly just anti-addictive. But that's just something to be aware of when it comes to ketamine, that under a doctor's care, you're really in good shape, but be careful of this recreationally.
And what will it do, and how long does it take? And those are the kinds of questions that people, I'm sure, are wondering. How often do you do it? How long does it take? Will it have an effect? Will it affect me later on in life? That kind of thing.
Yeah, so one lovely thing about ketamine is that there's years and years and years of research that shows it's incredibly effective and safe. What's it going to do? There are a number of studies. One recent one said took a look at, I think, 1,200 patients using ketamine. 89% showed improvements in anxiety or depression, and I think 63% of those was 50% or more. So they're big numbers. So people who have treatment-resistant depression, anxiety, they don't want to go on an antidepressant antidepressant.
Okay, hold that thought. We will take a quick break. We'll be back with Matt Zeman is our guest today. His book is called Psychedelics for Everyone. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. And Matt, give us the best website.
The best website is mattzeman.com.
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely completely natural and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, HZ, and Educational Odyssey. Matt Zeman is with us today. His book is called Psychedelics for Everyone, A Beginner's Guide to these Powerful Medicines for Anxiety, Depression, Addiction, PTSD, and Expanding Consciousness. And let's talk about what are the basics for someone who does not or has not had any luck with medication for depression, for anxiety, for basic, you know, living. And then we'll talk about addiction, because I've heard psychedelics have been so remarkably helpful for people with addiction.
Yeah, they really have. So, I mean, I think the first thing is to not feel like you have in any way failed your medicine. It's the other way around. The medicine has failed you. And that is perfectly normal. There's upwards of, again, 40% of the people who are prescribed antidepressants, they just don't work. It might be working with you, and you're not okay with the way they make you feel or the side effects. And all of that is perfectly fine. It's when there hasn't been an alternative that you've been kind of stuck. But there is an alternative: to go to your doctor and ask about ketamine and see if they think it's a good fit for you. That's another alternative. So that's a basic place to start.
So what's the difference between ketamine and the mushrooms?
So when you start getting into mushrooms, you start getting into the classical psychedelic. So ketamine is like a one-hour experience. It's a synthetic experience. Again, it can be super powerful. Psilocybin or magic mushrooms is a true classic psychedelic. So we're talking about a mind opener. You in many cases will have a deeper, more visual experience. Some people believe that the mushrooms have a different level of intelligence than ketamine may have. It's a longer experience, and you're talking about 6 to 8 hours of a journey versus the one with ketamine.
Right.
We're seeing incredible results.
And we also just want to say that no one should be doing any of these alone. These are designed to be, you should be with a practitioner, that someone that knows.
Yeah, these are powerful medicines, and that they should be respected. And when you're talking about taking large doses, that's a little bit, so some people think about microdosing. I'm talking about macrodosing at this moment.
Yes.
When you're macrodosing mushrooms, taking a large dose, or taking a proper dose of ketamine, you're very vulnerable during that experience. So whether it's 1 hour in ketamine or 6 hours in mushrooms, you want someone there who can support you should you need help. And
yeah.
the interesting thing, where I think people don't quite understand this, is it's not these medicines are very physiologically safe. When you do lots of studies of lots of different medicines, the probability of this particular medicine having a physiological challenge with you is not so great. It's more of the everyday the physiological issues, if they occur while you are doing something illegal or while you're in the middle of an altered state of consciousness with ketamine, it can be challenging. And that's where having somebody there who is sober and can help you is super important. Like I give a silly example on ketamine. I mean, I think one of the biggest dangers with the ketamine trip is simply falling. You decide you have to go to the bathroom, and you try to stand up.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's one of the bigger risks. So having someone there who can help you. And then in case you do have an uncomfortable or challenging psychedelic experience, having someone there can hold your hand, put a hand on a shoulder, just remind you that you're safe, that you're loved, that you're okay. They don't need to give an opinion. They don't need to stop it. They don't need to try to stop your tears or any of that. They just need to remind you that you're in a safe place. And, that's an important part of having somebody there who is who knows what they're doing. And I'll throw one more thing with, when you work with trained professionals. So ketamine, you're typically working with medical professionals, but they're trained guides and facilitators with mushrooms as well. They're going to do a medical intake, and they're going to make sure that you don't have any, you're not taking any other medication that might have a contraindication with the psychedelic medicine that you're going to take. So that's the other.
That's a great point. Yeah, great point. Mm-hmm. Great point. Those are really important points. Who should use ketamine?
I think legally what they'll say is people who have depression or anxiety qualify for a medical prescription for ketamine. and they're showing good results from that use. I don't think I got across one other point that you asked that I think ties into this is with antidepressants, we're used to taking a medicine every day for decades. When you do ketamine, you might take 6 sessions over 6 weeks to get started. And then after that, maybe you don't need any more. Or maybe you do it once a month or once every 2 months, or maybe just periodically when there's kind of triggering events in your life. But it's a very different pattern than what we're used to with antidepressants. And then the best practice with ketamine or what the research shows is that if you can do it combined with therapy or integration, so it doesn't have to be a licensed therapist. It can be a life coach. It can be an integrator. But someone is helping you unpack what was revealed to you during your ketamine session and implement that into your daily life. That can really help these results last longer.
And I just want to mention that some of the medicines and the psychedelics that you write about have been used in Peru, have been used in the Amazon for forever. And for a lot of years, for hundreds of years, if not longer.
For thousands, yeah, exactly.
Thousands of years.
I don't think people realize
that. Part of the religious ceremonies, part of the passage of rituals, using them often.
It's fascinating, Frankie, that people think, oh, this is just South America and Central America when it comes to psychedelic medicine. And really, mushrooms grow all over the world, and there's a strong tradition of mushrooms and other psychedelics being used in religious ceremony in Scandinavia, all throughout Europe and Africa and Asia. So yes, there is a beautiful tradition coming out of Central and South America, but we all have a lineage that connects to psychedelics going back quite a ways.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is just, it's so extraordinary, because we talked about cannabis being used in, they said, you know, that they think it was used in temples with, you know, priests and King Solomon.
Yeah, it's wild to think. There's a beautiful book that came out called Immortality Key, where it talked about this is a classics professor at Brown, not a psychedelic user, interestingly enough, whose thesis is that the first 400 years of Christianity, the reason it spread so quickly was that psychedelics was used as an underground sacrament, and that was the communion, the body and blood of Christ that these early Christians were taking. But there's psychedelic references in Buddhism, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism. It's really interesting. And of course, a variety of indigenous cultures that are not as mainstream in this country.
Mm-hmm. I'm so blown away by your book. I absolutely loved reading every moment of it. It's a fascinating read. More importantly, it's an important book, one that people need to know about, especially with the amount of mental health crisis and issues going on in this country. And if you could just share with us what the most profound difference in your life today is.
Yeah, it's a really interesting question, Frankie. I truly interact with the world differently because of psychedelics. I believe I'm connected to people deeper. I believe that I'm safe and loved regardless of what I do for people, which is a huge swing for me. I got a lot of, I found a lot of comfort in being the person who just got things done. And I think I was constantly worried that if I wasn't always doing and going, that I wasn't lovable. And, that feels very, very different.
Yeah. Let's get into that after our break, okay? We're going to take another break. Our last segment coming up with Matt, and the book is called Psychedelics for Everyone. And Matt, spell your name and how people can reach you.
Sure. It's Matt Zeman, Z-E-M-O-N. And the best way is at www.mattzeman.com.
Wonderful. We'll take a quick break and be right back. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. That's 800-694-1130.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey, doing an hour with Matt Zeman, Psychedelics for Everyone, A Beginner's Guide, and Powerful Medicines for Anxiety, Depression, Addiction, PTSD, Expanding Consciousness. It's just such an important new phase of dealing with an issue that hurts so many. There are so many hurt souls in this world, Matt, and you were one of them, and you're sharing with us the profound effect that this has had on you and your life.
Yeah, I really, when I think about kind of pre-psychedelic and post-psychedelic, it's remarkable. I mean, it's changed the way I look at everything from information from our government, religious freedom, the war on drugs, but I think probably, all that's interesting, but probably the most important thing is this idea of intimacy. And I mean, I think as a man, I think I was brought up to look at intimacy as only something that can happen in a bedroom. And psychedelics has kind of has expanded my mind. Like, no, I can be intimate with a lot of people and have really, really deep conversations and connections in a non-sexual manner. And that's it's been beautiful.
Addiction.
Sure.
There have been many stories, many, many stories about people living through their addiction with the help of psychedelics, all forms and shapes and sizes. And can you give us some numbers? Can you give us some statistics? Can you give us some information?
I can. So we can take this from a different a couple of different angles. Let's talk about smoking first. I mean, Johns Hopkins has been doing really interesting research between magic mushrooms and smoking, and found that they're achieving like 80% abstinence rates studied over 6 months, and that's compared to like 35% with the next most effective smoking drug. So 80 versus 35, it's massively different. When we look at alcohol use, ketamine, mushrooms, LSD are all curbing alcohol use. My weird example here is I didn't have any intention, but I have not had a drink in 4 years. Just all desire dropped away.
So your desire to drink less. What about dual addiction? A lot of people have psychiatric issues. Psychosis or depression or and as well as they're dealing with addiction.
Yeah, so we don't know why these work, but there's a theory that somehow all of our addiction, regardless of whether it's a substance or a behavior, is related somehow to childhood trauma.
I believe that childhood trauma is the basis of a lot of addiction. I agree with you. I agree. Addiction is very complicated, as you know, and people are addicted. You know, if you have a family that was alcoholic, of course, you know, you're very prone to alcoholism. If you had a trauma on top of that, you know, it's pretty given that you'll become an alcoholic.
And we as a culture look at some addictions. We judge some disorders or addictions more harshly than others. It's not okay to be a heroin addict, but it is okay to be a workaholic.
It's okay. It's okay. It's not okay to be a heroin addict, but it's okay to have way too many drinks and get on the road and drive.
There you go. That's a perfect example.
The standards that we have in this country are just messed up.
Absolutely.
Totally messed.
Yes, and I was just going to quickly reference for those who have opioid addictions, the work with Ibogaine, I-B-O-G-A-I-N-E, or Iboga, is incredible. Doing miracles.
What is Boga? Tell us what Boga is for those of us.
Boga is an African root, and it's synthesized down to Ibogaine, I-B spelled. And Ibogaine is, there are clinics in different parts of the world that is being used to treat people with opioid disorders.
That's awesome. How exciting. This is the future. Whether you want to hear it or not, whether you can accept it or not is another thing, but it is here. It's already happening. People like Matt have gotten relief from childhood trauma. People that have used a combination. And shouldn't it be all resources that we have in this world available? Shouldn't it be that we use all of our resources to help anyone that is in trouble?
I would think so. I mean, I think, again, I understand when we've had 50 years of a false narrative.
Oh, of course. 50 years of prohibition. 50 years of, yeah.
But when I talk about psychedelics for everyone, I don't mean everybody should take a psychedelic, but I do think everybody should understand how powerful these medicines are and how much they can help other people in our society. So maybe it can help them, maybe it can help a loved one, maybe it can help somebody else. And that impacts how we vote, how we talk about it. We can normalize this discussion. And I guess these discussions, the discussion about drugs, the discussion about psychedelics, the discussion about mental health, all of which needs to rise up and become more universally discussed.
This has been just the tip, just the tip. We could talk we literally could do 3 or 4 shows and still not cover all of the bases. That's how much information there is on psychedelics. That's how much we didn't mention too much about ayahuasca. We didn't talk about some of the other psychedelics out there. But for more information, and if you are curious, Matt, you have give us quickly a couple of the apps that you're working with.
I'm working with Happy, HAPPYY.me, telehealth company focused on connecting people with doctors and with digital therapeutics to fight the unhappiness epidemic. And then
I love that.
That's launching this month in Florida, and then we'll expand across the country from there. I work with a guy named Wolf Schlagman, who's built a couple other
telehealth
services.
Oh my God!
Services.
Very
super
exciting! Mm-hmm. Very exciting stuff. Yeah, spell it again. It's H-A.
It's Happy with 2 Y's.
Happy with 2 Y's. HAPPYY.
.me.
.me. Okay. Happy.me. Okay. And people can find resources and lots of information. And then your website alone is?
MattZeman, ZEMON.com. And on both the sites, on my site, there's a bunch of different videos on a variety of psychedelics. When the Happy site comes up here later this month, there's a huge science page with videos and links. And
oh, wonderful.
This is so exciting.
We've got to run. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Love this information.
Thank you.
And really enjoyed talking with you, Matt. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, H-Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.